I'm sure at some stage, maybe Weather Girl was on her radar, Jacqueline Magne. I'm not so sure about that, actually. But she's our Weather Girl at the moment because we're worried about the weather over there in London. Jacqueline, put your head outside for us, will you? Tell us it's going to be okay at Lord's. Good morning.
Well, good morning, guys. Well, I am just outside. I've been to the official function at Australia House, which is continuing a 90-year tradition where officials, Australia House hosts the Australian cricket team. And it was an enormous soiree. I've never seen so many people crammed into Australia House. Everyone wanted to have a piece of the cricketers, including John Howard was there. I counted three former high commissioners, English cricket luminaries, and a couple of politicians as well. So they were all there. But the weather is not good. You know how it says 60% rain, 40% rain, 10% rain? For the start of the test, it says 100% rain. So they're saying there is no doubt it will rain on Wednesday, and the forecast is due to start. The rain will come in around 9 in the morning, quite heavy, and it's not letting up until 3 in the afternoon. It's only got one of three raindrops at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it comes back in again. So I think the first day could be a complete washout.
Right. Oh, that's no good. And what do you know what the predictions are for days 2, 3, 4 and 5?
Rain, but only 60%. Day 3, 40%, and then it goes back up to 60% again. Yeah. But it's going to be one of those very frustrating tests, I think, where the covers are going to come on and off constantly, where they will battle to get a session in, you know, any kind of rhythm or momentum going in the match.
Oh, well, that's good news for us then, because we don't have to win. We're 1-0
up. No,
I want to see a game of cricket.
I'd rather get played, and if you're not good enough, you get beaten.
I don't care how we win the
Ashes.
No,
I mean, it's Lord's. We're talking about the Lord's test as well. Yeah. I mean, of all the five, this is the one that everyone wants to win.
I know.
And it has a certain cachet about it. And, yeah, I just wish the weather would hold off. I mean, the weather forecast here is usually pretty reliable about 2 days out. So the fact that they're saying 100% means it's definitely going to rain at some point during the day and for a significant amount of that day.
That's giving them a rap, saying they're pretty reliable. Out here, they're not reliable.
Justin Langer has been talking about the fact he's got, you know, obviously six fast bowling options. I did speak to Mitchell Starc at tonight's function. He said he will find out tonight your time if he'll be playing. He looks in great shape and I suspect that he will be playing because he, of course, did do so well at Lord's, particularly during the one-day cricket just, you know, last month. So, and, you know, Justin Langan's talking about David Warner, that he's getting his energy back. But on the bowlers, he said it's a very tight call between three of them. You know, six can't fit into three. He's also said that Cameron Bancroft, he believes, is trying too hard. And the fact that he missed a couple of reasonably easy catches for him, just, you know, midweek, he was saying, you know, he's just trying a little bit too hard, just needs to relax a little bit and, you know, to reset his goals. Obviously, his goal was to get back into the Australian team, and he now has to kind of reset what he's wanting to get from the test. So there's a lot of excitement about this test. Everyone's primed. All of the players were very relaxed tonight, chatting to everyone. They stayed for quite some time, a bit longer than what the function would normally go for. So, you know, they're in good shape.
Yeah, and just changing tack completely, is there a sexual harassment story brewing in the world of winter sports?
Yes, I've written about this a little bit over the last couple of days, where we've got an adult male athlete in a winter sport that has been sexually harassing young female athletes by sending private, lewd photos of himself, and we can all imagine what that is, to them. And some of these girls are allegedly underage, and it's been going on for some time. And the sport's in a real quandary about how to deal with this, because being on a social media platform where the photo disappears after a very short time, within seconds, There is no actual hard evidence of what has been sent, but yet the girls are very upset that their concerns have not been addressed. So they're calling on the sport to do something about this, and that this athlete certainly face some kind of reprimand. And the sport's trying to gather the evidence, and they're saying, well, you know, it's very difficult at this stage. But more and more women are now coming forward. So it's one of those cases where, you know, the sport is finally, the weight of evidence seems to be that they're getting enough to be able to do something about it. Interestingly, in South Korea, an athlete that pulled down the pants of a rival athlete in front of girls as a bit of a joke has been banned for 12 months. So the South Koreans are not putting up with any of those shenanigans.
Wow, used to do that in the schoolyard. the old, you go around and dack someone.
Well, don't
come on, TK,
Korea.
You would have done that at school.
Not that
you
I
would have
remember.
Done that at school.
Not that.
Of course you would have.
Not in the last 10 years.
No, not girls, but you'd get a bloke, you'd go around to your mates and dack them.
Hmm. Times have changed, Lewis.
Yeah, I know.
You look disappointed with that comment. Are you trying to tell me the water's too hot in Tokyo?
It is. They've had a test event there, and they had 10-kilometre swimming event for the marathon. In the Olympics, it's 20 kilometres, but for the test event, just half of that. And the swimmers have said the water's too warm. Under FINA regulations, if it's 31 degrees, then it's an issue, and they won't hold the event. And so the water... They're saying now that for the Olympics, they may even start the event as early as 5 a.m. so that the water temperature doesn't hit that 31-degree mark.
Oh, wow. 31 degrees. That's quite warm, isn't it, if you're swimming in the marathon?
Oh. Right? Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, no. What about Tom Slingsby? What's he up to, Jack?
Well, he's, you know, that America's Cup sailor, Olympic gold medalist. He's been sailing off cows in this... a new series called Sail GP, which is using those really high-speed catamarans that just zip around on the water, and they're really spectacular to watch. Tom Slingsby won 3 out of 3 races on the weekend under enormous conditions. I mean, the wave height and the winds, the sea state was really rough. They cancelled the event on Saturday, but they did get the races underway on Sunday. He won 3 out of 3, totally blitzed it. He's now leading the series, and the next is in Marseille next month. And if he, it then comes down to a match race. The top two teams, it looks like the Japanese team, which is headed by another Australian, Nathan Uttridge. It's going to be a match-off race between Nathan Uttridge and Tom Slingsby. And the winner wins $1 million, and it comes down to just a match race. One
wow.
race, and winner takes all. That's pressure.
Yeah, that's big bucks.
Big dollars, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of money in that sport now. Good on you, Jacqueline. Hopefully that weather clears somehow by miracle and we get play underway at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Thanks, Jacqueline.
See you, Jack.
Thanks, guys.